Saudi warplanes launched fresh airstrikes on neighboring Yemen. Saudi jets targeted several civilian districts in the western province of Ma'rib. Reports say water infrastructure was damaged during the air raid. The southern province of Taiz also came under attack. Airstrikes come just a day after a deadly raid on a market in the northern province of Hajjah, which left over 100 people dead and many others injured. The incident prompted UN Chief Ban Ki-moon to demand an investigation. Over 8,500 Yemenis, most of them civilians, have been killed in Saudi airstrikes since March 2015. Meanwhile, Yemeni fighters have arrested 176 Saudi-backed militants in Ma'rib. During the past week, Yemeni fighters arrested at least 300 militants in separate operations in the same province. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is the editor of Veterans Today, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Madison. Dr. Barrett, why are Yemeni civilians being punished? Yesterday it was a market, today it was water infrastructure.
Well, I think that this is intentional. It's at least partly intentional. We know that the Saudis are using cluster bombs and other kinds of munitions that tend to be indiscriminate. We know that they're pilots are flying very high. The Americans who are advising and supplying the Saudis in this onslaught on Yemen are actually criticizing the Saudis for having their pilots flying so high that they can't accurately hit targets, so they just end up indiscriminately slaughtering civilians. I think that Ban Ki-moon and the world is gradually waking up to see that what we're seeing here is another kind of Vietnam situation. Just like the U.S. in Vietnam, the Saudis in Yemen don't really understand what they're trying to do. I guess they have some kind of domino theory involving Iranian influence, just as the U.S. and Vietnam had a domino theory about communism. That in either case, does it make a whole lot of sense? And unfortunately, the Saudis, with their vast oil wealth, have managed to really destabilize the region by dragging other countries that are dependent on Saudi largesse into this war. But they are bogged down, just like with the U.S. and Vietnam. They've gotten into a quagmire. They're not achieving any military objectives whatsoever. And so all they can do is just punish the people of Yemen for no particular reason. And it's time for this to stop. I'm glad that Ban Ki-moon is speaking out more forcefully now. He has spoken out in the past, but he's apparently getting a little bit more intense now, which is good. Unfortunately, the Western corporate media doesn't seem to care very much about Yemen. And I wish that would change. I wish Amnesty International and other human rights groups would succeed in getting some media attention, because this is a horrific destruction of an entire country.
We have about a minute left, Dr. Barrett. I'm wondering, you said that the world is now slowly speaking up about this, but speaking up is one thing and acting about this is another. Do you think that there will be action at some point?
Well, I would like to imagine that the lame duck Obama administration, which no longer really has to answer politically to the various lobbies in the way that it had to earlier, perhaps would be willing to pressure Saudi Arabia and to stop giving them the green light for this. The Saudis came to the Obama administration, we learned in the New York Times article 3 days ago, and got the green light to go ahead and attack Yemen. They told the Obama administration that it would all be over very quickly, that they would have a quick and decisive victory. And on that basis, John Kerry convinced the Obama administration to say, yes, go ahead. And this didn't play out the way the Saudis said it would. At some point, one would hope that the Obama administration and other world capitals would recognize that this is a disaster, a humanitarian disaster, a complete mess. No, there are no strategic objectives here being served. It's just a kind of a random mass murder of innocent civilians by Saudi Arabia and their accomplices, simply in a deranged attempt to send a message that they still matter. And the more people they kill to no purpose, the greater the message becomes that they are out of control, and maybe where we really need the regime change is in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Dr. Kevin Barrett, who'd been speaking to us live from Madison.